The ride-hailing company Lyft is going public to the tune of at least $15 billion. But like its rival Uber, which is also poised to file for an IPO, Lyft is still losing money. Why aren't markets more worried about tech giants with negative balance sheets? People, does no one remember the Pet.com sock puppet? For more, let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Ronnie Mola is data editor for Recode. She joins us from New York. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, in case people don't remember, the online pet supply store Pets.com got a lot of attention for its sock puppet, but it collapsed because the company itself wasn't very strong in the dot-com bubble burst of 2000. You write in Recode this week that the last time unprofitable companies went public at this rate was then. So let's take a closer look. How is it that Lyft, more than $2 billion in revenue last year, is still losing money? They've outsourced their workforce. They don't have factories. What are they spending it on?
Well, it still costs them a lot to bring in that revenue in the first place. They have to pay for insurance, payment processing, the Lyft platform itself. It's also important to note that Lyft could have turned a profit if they hadn't spent money on marketing or on research and development. But if they didn't spend that money on marketing and research and development, they wouldn't, you know, have more customers coming in, and they wouldn't have a future in which they someday have autonomous cars and don't have to pay drivers anything.
Yeah. And we should say that the big rival Uber is also losing money. They are also, though, preparing for an IPO, one that would dwarf Lyft's. Is this because, even though it seems to us like they have an awful lot of money, they need more?
They do. Well, they certainly think they need more money. They're going to the public markets so that they could raise money much more quickly than they can as a private company. The idea is that they use all this money, put it back into their company, and grow. They, you know, they expand to more areas. They expand to different business models. They get more customers by advertising. And then in the long run, the hope is that they'll make a profit because of all the spending now.
Yes. And what else might they be spending it on? And we were just thinking, you know, how is this possible? And someone suggested, well, maybe, you know, research and development, driverless cars. I mean, what else might investors like to hear that Lyft is spending money on?
Well, I know, at least for Uber, Uber is spending it on things like Uber Eats, which is the food delivery. And investors like to see that they're hedging their bets a little bit. But Lyft definitely is investing in autonomous vehicles. They hope to one day just be able to take in the whole cost of the fare, as opposed to giving quite a bit of that to the drivers themselves.
Well, you know, Ronnie, I'm hearing all these numbers, and I'm sure Lyft and Uber drivers are hearing, too, these numbers in the billions of dollars and an IPO. And many people are drivers as a full-time gig or to supplement other income. But we know there's not a huge ton of money to be made. Just kind of curious, do you think that this investment, this, you know, going public, will this money filter down to better income for those drivers?
I doubt it. Right now, Uber and Lyft are sort of in an arms race of who could have lower prices, and they're competing with each other, and they're trying to beat each other out across the country. So I don't think that's going to lead to higher prices. They're not going to get more customers by charging more. And in the long run, what these investments that Uber and Lyft are making will do is actually they're trying to have autonomous vehicles. They're trying to have vehicles that drive themselves. So eventually there won't be drivers at all.
Okay. Well, one could have hoped there. So what in general does this mean, all these huge IPOs? Is there something that in general it might mean about the economy?
Yes and no. There's a lot of differences. The thing that everyone's saying is that this is a lot like the dot-com bubble, when a bunch of tech companies, a lot of investors were speculating on tech companies, and then the market crashed. The thing that's different about this now is that even though there's so many, the rate of IPOs is the same, 81% of them are unprofitable last year. There's a lot fewer of them in general. There's also the companies that are going public are older. They've been around for a longer time, so they've have more proven business models than the ones during the dot-com bubble. The revenue is also a lot higher. And as I mentioned earlier, quite a few of these companies could be profitable. It's not they're choosing not to be in order to put the money back into their businesses and grow.
Right. It's not the sock puppet for pets.com. He was so popular. He was on Good Morning America and everything, but it turns out not really. I mean, that went from 1998 to 2000, so it was just in a heartbeat. As you said, these companies are older. Ronnie Mola, data editor for Recode, thank you so much.
Thank you.